39:14. What I regard as Gnosticism is an anti-establishment Christianity, anti-theist view, that of an irrational deity or world as in Valis, in which rationality comes into existence by a dialectical historical process of evolution. This is Hegelian. The whole concept of Valis is rooted in dialectical materialistic mysticism. The irrational gives rise to the rational. I am a major communist theoretician. Peter Fitting and Richard, questions about Empedocles. What I fail to take into account is the physical profundity of theoretical Marxism, especially vis-a-vis Marcuse. Scanner is an account of what it's like to have a self in each brain hemisphere, ideologically on opposing sides of the barricades. The key to me, Thomas, is millennialism. Here, Christianity and Marxism unite. The PTG in place of the BIP. Via Track B, the overthrow of the U.S. police state. In essence, the real secret Christians are communists, and the real secret communists are Christians. Note: Dick's Christianity is sometimes revolutionary. Here it becomes Marxist. This is not quite the leftist Christianity of liberation theology, which was hitting its stride in the 70s. Dick's dialectical materialistic mysticism instead puts him in line with continental thinkers like Herbert Marcuse and Walter Benjamin, whose visionary angel of history sees what we experience as time and progress as a mounting pile of wreckage, or kipple. Dick also anticipates the contemporary return to Christianity found in continental philosophers like Alain Badiou and Slavoj Žižek. Central here is the notion of event. Dick elsewhere describes Christ as an event in the reality field, a radical rupture in the determined logic of history, and therefore the opportunity for a leap into actual change. For Badiou, our politics should be based in our fidelity to such moments. Dick's event, 2374, is mystical but no less demanding. Equally relevant here is Dick's sometimes Žižekian twist on dialectical materialism. Some thinkers fetishize a final Hegelian whole. Though Dick is attracted to such totalizing unity, he also recognizes that there is always a remainder, the little guy, the discarded beer can, the questions left hanging by every theory, whose development into another theory he elsewhere compares to the sprouting of a mustard seed. E.D. End note. The dangerous vision in Faith Of is correct, and only a few on each side know. Thomas, as a dedicated Marxist revolutionary, wouldn't be thinking inwardly of himself the way we would regard him. His own inner view would be of a liberator and healer and an agent of God's historical plan, a modern Christian. Would we expect him to view himself as vicious and evil and cruel? Consider Che. No, Thomas views himself as ushering in the millennial kingdom of freedom and peace and equality and justice. And who is to say he's wrong? He is an idealist, but very shrewd, true, and energetic. True. From his viewpoint, he is a true secret Christian, which I never grasped before. And he perceives capitalism as enslaving, i.e., Rome, the BIP. This explains why I said what I said at Disneyland about shooting the Watergate conspirators. That was Thomas speaking, and it emanated from idealism. This is a totally dedicated idealist, determined to free mankind from the tyranny of the past. He belongs to a covert conspiratorial group which practices violent overthrow of the government and revolution. This is why Rome, AD 45, and USA, 1974, could be syntonically superimposed. They were two divergent views of one reality. He was an intruder secretly in the camp of the enemy, and well aware of the need of codes. It suggests to me that Christian revolutionaries may have infiltrated the Marxists the way Rome infiltrated and took over Christianity. This is not a sinister person, even if we were to view him so. This is a secret concealed from the world, the true secret Christians within the Marxist camp, at its core. 39:19. Note: in the following sections, Dick's holograph grows larger and increasingly frenetic. P.J. End note. Creation is mind, i.e., Brahman. But beyond that mind, nous, is brain, her. Yet also, she exists in microform, plural, in our world. This is the Hermetic, as it is above, so below. You have to assemble the religions. They're individually pieces, so one encounters her as a human. I'm just saying, Christ is female. She ultimately is beauty, Helen of Troy, who hatched from an egg. And of course, most of all, she is my sister. I am a thought in my sister's mind. She is like Ubik. She is alive. I am dead. Dialectic push-pull-flip-flop. A. I am alive and she is a thought archetype in my mind. Or B. She is alive and I am a thought in her mind. In my dialectic axis, this is the original negation-generating dialectic flip-flop along which I exist and think. It is the premise problem posed me as a component in the vast organic circuit board. My dialectic problem is a puzzle expressed in a koan-like written piece of wisdom, in story form. Hence, Sophia as verbal wisdom, which I saw as huge pages. And eventually, the page becomes a page in the Book of Wisdom, which Mr. Tagomi is reading in the park, where he saw our world due to the golden pin. So our world is a scene in a work of fiction in the book in the hands of... It's a loop. 1. I wrote TMITHC. In it, I create Mr. Tagomi. He sits in a park and stares into a silver pin. Then he finds himself in our world, so our world as described within the product of a work of fiction within our world. It's fun playing by Santa Sophia. The joyous side of wisdom. These ultimate puzzles, little stories, like long parables, e.g., once a man took a, etc. One stage in the progressions of reality. A page in the Book of Wisdom read by a man on a park bench. Wisdom is all. She pervades her creation. I don't have to worry. We'll never be parted. But she'll appear to me in 1,000 baffling disguises. And I must find her there. And do so when I find 1. Wisdom or better. 2. Beauty. Wisdom as phosphine graphic. 1 of infinity. The bigger macro can replicate itself in micro. And so any given bigger can be smaller than anything else. So the hierarchy of levels of truth and meaning themselves enter a paradox, where the higher becomes the lower. Wisdom as a verbal riddle. It's most microform, most condensed, so in a sense, most esse, onto. Then the smallest form, level, of it is the most real. Size is inversely proportional to hierarchical reality. We assume cosmic equals most important equals largest. Cosmos equals cosmic. Wrong. Look for the seed. Break a stick, and there is Christ. Nearest at hand. The cosmic is no more ultimate. The part is contained in the whole. No, the whole is contained in the part. There is no hierarchy of meaning. There are alternate models only, each as true as the others. It's not A or null A. What I have is my sister permeating this cosmos, my cosmos. Her blood and body, my sister. I am in her. Dr. Blood Money. I am in her body, and she is in me as my anima, the puzzle of my master, component part axis, in the computer. But this is not just a puzzle. It's a dynamism which drives permutating dialectic reality along an infinite path. So, here's not another level, but another model. It's a simple machine. The dialectic is the yin-yang and Tao. As it is above, so it is below, refers to the microcosm of yang in yin and the microcosm of yin in yang. This is what I saw, a push-pull flip-flop. Two mutually antithetical propositions are set up. Mine are, 1. Your sister is the anima in your mind. She is physically dead. 2. You are physically dead and live in your living sister's mind as a thought. For mind, read brain, read macro body and blood. And she is in plural microform in your world. So she is in her own thought. The part contains the whole. The micro contains the macro. The whole contains the part. The macro contains the micro. Such a two-proposition flip-flop dialectic is put forth as the riddle in Ubik. 1. Are they dead? Runciter is alive? Or 2. Are they alive and Runciter is dead? And it pulses, oscillates, back and forth endlessly. Ubik is the most important book ever written. Ubik the entity is the Tao, and the Logos or Christ or Sophia. Ubik is true. It deals with the 1. Dialectic basis of all process, and 2. With the Tao. My two propositions pulse, oscillate back and forth. I am alive, I am dead, I am alive, I am dead. She is alive, she is dead, she is alive, she is, etc. As soon as something exists, it turns into its opposite, which then turns into its opposite, etc. In Ubik, they find out they're dead and are in a post-mortem life world and don't know it. 374 resembles Ubik in many ways. Last night I realized I'm dead and don't know it. Like them. Or am I? Or are they? Certain clues point to it for them and for me. The ultimate, best, most accurate system is Taoism, the yin-yang dialectic, and the Tao is Sophia, or the Logos, and the whole thing is a component in a binary computer, which she, the Tao or Sophia, designed. The answer to the riddle in Ubik is cycles, in which first one is true, then flip-flop to two, then flip-flop back to one, palintropous harmony, which creates, sustains, or palintropous harmony. E.g., in my case, in either one or two of the flip-flop, I am with her. That is the sustain. Now I know why Ubik is true. And now I know why 374 resembled Ubik and Valis resembles Ubik. It is the Tao, which is a very mysterious entity, Lao Tzu. Once you have the idea that the whole is contained in the part, you're on to it. Note: these cosmic flip-flops are not sandals worn to an Orange County beach, but logic gates at the basis of computers, wherein the change of a single bit at a single gate can alter the entire meaning of a message. Dick's encounter with the Tao, reality as it is, occurs in perhaps equal measure to the planet's historical transformation into digital information and to his own horror of and fascination with simulation. By conceptualizing Valis as both the Tao, an ancient model of two-state flux between yin and yang, and DNA, a double helical molecule organized in base pairs according to a triplet code, Dick again integrates the seemingly antithetical traditions of modern science and traditional mysticism, even as he harmonizes the seeming opposition of life and death into a whole contained by each part. R.D. End note. 1. Our universe, world, is a scene in TMITHC, a place where Mr. Tagomi goes. 2. Mr. Tagomi is a fictional person contained in a work of fiction produced in our universe. our world contains TMITHC, which contains our world, which contains TMITHC, which contains our world, which contains TMITHC, which contains. I set up another paradox flip-flop and another, the whole is contained in the part and the part is contained in the whole. How about acts contains is our world, i.e. our world is really acts, but in our world is a book, a novel, which contains a fictional world, which is, contains acts. Acts can be retrieved in microform from a novel within our world, i.e. acts can be derived from our world in microform. Acts in microform, but acts is the macroform which contains our world. Put another way, acts is a book, part within our world whole, but our world part is contained within acts whole. 3930. I have finally made a quantum leap breakthrough into pluriform model theory, oscillation truth, oscillating between self-canceling models. As soon as you think it up, it cancels, negates itself, and leads to the next self-canceling, but temporarily correct model. And then back. Discarded model reinstates itself, and so eternal oscillation is generated. We're trapped in a vast loop, which is good. Otherwise, reality would run down and end. The key is reoccurrence. Reality can be regarded as an infinitely long number which repeats itself. Note. Suppose time is round, Dick wrote in A Scanner Darkly, speculating that as explorers once sailed west in order to circle the world to India, we might sail into the future only to shipwreck on the shores of Jesus' crucifixion 2,000 years ago. Of course, the explorers didn't reach India, they reached America, an altogether different version of the past that came to be called the future. By the same token, we might suppose Dick's career was round as well, as he wrote his way into the future of A Scanner Darkly, Valis, and The Transmigration of Timothy Archer, the mainland of science fiction receding behind him. He saw before him an altered version of his strange novels of the 50s, all the more singular for how they contextualized his cracked vision, not in outer space, but in the new American suburbia, as saturated with madness as its front lawns were with water and fertilizer. Setting aside the cosmic and religious preoccupations of God and infinity, in a purely literary sense, Dick's contemplation of the infinite also integrates his literary output, not to mention the vicissitudes of his career, into something coherent. Though this might seem banal compared to God and infinity, to Dick, such a consideration of literary identity was tantamount to formulating a sense of who he was and why, because a writer doesn't do, a writer is. S.E. End note. 3937. So I may be dead as of 374. My cosmological concepts are so terrific, so advanced as to be off the scale. I create whole religions and philosophical systems. The very fact that I honestly ponder if I may be dead and in heaven is prima facie evidence of how happy and fulfilled I am. 3939. I love epistemological riddles. And so now I've got one, a superb one. It's ultimate. Just theoretically, its formulation couldn't be beaten. I love it. I'll solve it. I regard the two-proposition formulation about am I alive or etc. as a brilliant application of the Ubik puzzle to my own self. But I can't take credit for formulating it. It was presented to me. Whoever the funning player is, she is a delight. Sophia, I think it is you. 3965. I seek beauty, like Parsifal sought the Grail. But what a price I pay. I don't write beautifully. I just write reports about our condition to go to those outside of Cold Pack. I am an analyzer.